Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. Sometimes it happens that kids die. A Christian kid doesn't have to be afraid of that. Because a Christian kid is going to go to heaven. And I'll tell you right now, heaven is a whole lot better than the earth. There was a situation, it's a true story, where a man accidentally, because of an accident, there was an actual physical accident that took place with a tractor, and he killed his nephew. And his nephew was maybe 8 years old, I'm not sure exactly, but in that ballpark. And his nephew was riding on the tractor with him when the tractor tipped over, and it fell on top of the boy. And it killed him. And that, of course, is a horrible, tragic accident. And, you know, we don't want that ever to happen to anyone. But sometimes it happens. And the man was very, very upset by this. And his brother, whose son it was also very upset by this. Now, there was no blame. Everybody understood that was an accident. And there was just a terrible thing that happened, and nobody could help it. The father of the boy, who had a very difficult time with this because he loved his son, God gave him a dream. Now, sometimes when it's necessary, God will give dreams. Usually he doesn't. Usually he speaks through his word. But there are times, and they're unique times. They don't happen very often, but they happen sometimes. God will give somebody a dream to communicate with them or to show them something that they need to see. And this man had a dream, and God showed him his son in heaven. Now, that was real. We think, oh, it's just a dream. Remember something. In a dream, your brain is still working. You're still thinking. It's just your eyes are closed. You're not as aware of things because your body is resting, including your brain. But you are still thinking and it's still working. And just in the same way that the Holy Spirit can speak to you, He can also show you things in a dream so you can see them. And in this man's case, he saw his son in heaven. And the boy was playing. He was still the same age, and he was playing in a field when he saw his dad, and he ran over to his dad, and he was so excited to see his dad, and his dad was so excited to see him. And his dad asked him, "Would you like to come back?" And the boy just smiled. He said, "No, Daddy, I'll wait for you." Because heaven's wonderful. Now, nobody actually dies. It only looks like we die. And we've talked about this before. Nobody actually dies. Your body is similar to your coat or your clothes. If you go and take a shower and you take your clothes off, you didn't die. You just took your clothes off. And then you change your clothes and put the other ones in the laundry. That doesn't mean that you died. It's just you're wearing different clothes. And that's how it works in heaven. In heaven, we have what's called a soul body. It's a very real body. You are your soul. You are not your body. You are your soul. And the soul has five parts. It has your mind. It has your emotions. It has your consciousness, what you're aware of. So awareness, it has your self-image, or what's called self-consciousness, and it has your volition, which is your ability to make decisions. Those are the five parts of the soul. When a person dies, those still exist. They are still living. The soul is what makes your body alive. The reason why people die is because their soul leaves their body. I worked in an emergency room for 9 years, and unfortunately sometimes it happened that the doctors were not able to help the patients. Usually they could. Much, much, much more of the time they could help the person. But sometimes the person was too sick or too injured. And there was nothing the doctors could do. And sometimes you see people die when you work in an emergency room. And you can actually see the point where the soul leaves the body. Which is really kind of interesting because it leaves through their mouth. And it looks like a very, very long exhale, which is when you breathe out. But it's not like a normal breathing out. By the way, you cannot breathe out your soul. Okay? But it looks like a breathing out. But it's really not breath, it's soul. And people who have died and had the doctors bring them back will tell you this is what happens. That the soul leaves through the mouth. And that long exhale is actually the soul leaving the body. And then angels come. And they meet you right there. And they escort you to heaven. When you get to heaven, the first person you will meet, it may be a friend or a family or somebody, but very early, when you get there, very soon, like not very long at all afterwards, you're going to meet Jesus. And Jesus is going to welcome you home. See, this world is not your home. This is where you live right now. But it's not your home. It's like when you go camping. When you go camping, it's not your house. When you get a tent, it's not your bedroom. In the same way, this world is not your home. You live in a house, but it's not your permanent house. Even if you live there all your natural life, it's still not your permanent house. You live in town, but it's not your hometown. Even if you were born in this town, it's not your hometown. Your hometown is called New Jerusalem. That's where you have a house. And it's a mansion. It's not just some dinky little house. It's a mansion. You can't even imagine how wonderful that's going to be. And you're going to see friends there. And you're going to see family who are Christians. You're going to meet them there. You're going to see them. They're going to come and welcome you. And you're going to spend your eternity with these people. People you love. People you're friends with who died also. That nobody dies in the sense of disappearing and not existing anymore. They take their clothes off, their soul leaves their body, angels escort you into heaven. People say it's not frightening at all, it is a wonderful experience. A lot of people who used to be afraid of death, who the doctors bring back after something happens, maybe a heart attack or an accident, and the doctors bring them back, and they say they're not afraid anymore. The first thing you're going to feel is the love of God. As your soul is leaving the body, people say there's an overwhelming presence of the love of God. It's very strong. And the angels carry you toward that. And in heaven, you feel it all the time. The love of God is there. Now, when a child dies, like this little boy who died, they get to grow up there. They're taken care of. And they get to grow up there. There was a little boy who died. He was 4 years old. And when he died, and again, the doctors brought him back. Because time works differently on earth than in heaven. On earth, it was only a short period of time before the doctors brought him back. But in heaven, 2 weeks passed. And he said that for those 2 weeks, he stayed with his grandfather in his grandfather's mansion. His grandfather died before the boy was born. But he stayed in his grandfather's mansion. He loved it. And he got to meet Jesus, and he got to meet John the Baptist, and he got to meet King David. And he says, Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist was his cousin, he says, Jesus' cousin's really nice. And King David was really nice. When we go home, and when you go home, and hopefully you guys will go home when you're very old. But nobody actually knows when they're going to go home. When you go home, you're going to meet them too. And the children who die on earth live in heaven. and they grow up there. And they'll grow up until they're complete adults. Now, after they are at the maximum best point of adulthood, they don't age anymore. They stay at that age forever. And scholars believe that's 33 years old. If that's true or not, I don't really know. There's reason to think that, and I think they're probably right. But personally, I don't know. Because really, it's kind of hard to put an age on people when you live for eternity. But scholars believe they get to 33 years old, and even old people who die, they go back to being 33 years old. And that's where they stay, at 33 years old. 33 years old. I've been 33 years old. That's a good age. I liked 33 years old. That's a good age. And that's really where they stay all their life, in heaven, forever. And that doesn't end. In heaven, no one dies. In heaven, nobody gets sick. In heaven, nothing hurts. You fall down in heaven, it doesn't hurt. You stub your toe in heaven, it doesn't hurt. In heaven, there's no sorrow. So there's nobody sad in heaven. In heaven, people are very happy. Even people who didn't really live a good life on earth, but they became a Christian, in heaven, they're very happy. Now, the thing is about that, though, everybody has the ability to be happy to a different level. And so even those people who weren't maybe good people on earth, who maybe didn't respond to God very well, even those people will be happy in heaven. Now, their ability in heaven for happiness, if you didn't respond to God, if you didn't believe God, if you didn't trust God, but you did believe Him enough to get saved, that person's still going to be happy as much as they're able to be, but they won't be able to be happy as much as perhaps somebody who did respond to God, who did trust God. That person's going to have a greater ability for happiness. And so everybody will be as happy as they possibly can be, but not everybody's equally happy, but everybody's as happy as they're able. Even there, there's an important difference that really kind of tells us, hey, take God seriously, mean business with God. This is real. This is important. Because your whole eternity is going to be determined by that. Now, in heaven, kids do grow up. In heaven, there's also purpose. No one is bored in heaven. And no one has nothing to do. What we do is going to be very exciting to us. Now, I believe everybody does something that's a little bit different, just like here on earth. People do different things, but it's going to be different than on earth. In heaven, there's a beautiful choir, and people who have heard it say the voices are amazing. There was one man who died who couldn't sing. He did not have a good voice. And he said in heaven, he knew that if he sang, it would be a beautiful voice. In heaven, you have a body that will never get ill. You have a body that will never hurt. You have a body where nothing can go wrong with it. Now, here's one of my favorite points about heaven. You still eat in heaven. And it's better than chocolate donuts. Now, there's a throne in heaven in the middle of the city. The city's called New Jerusalem. It's a beautiful city. It's much nicer than any city here. There's a throne in the middle of the city. And from underneath the throne, there's a river coming out. And it's called the River of Life. And it runs through the entire city. And on both sides, on both banks of that river, there's trees. It's lined with trees. And those are called the trees of life. Those trees have fruit. And we get to eat that fruit. And that fruit is going to be amazing. Like, think of the tastiest thing you can think of. Like your favorite food, the yummiest stuff you know of. This stuff is so much better. So much yummier. You're going to get to eat of that as much as you want. There's fields in heaven. There's houses in heaven. There's streets in heaven. There's horses in heaven. And you get a horse. You get a white horse. Now, why specifically it's a white horse, I don't know. But the Bible says you get a white horse. Now, Jesus has a horse also. And one of the people who I know of who went to heaven and the doctors brought him back says he saw Jesus' horse. And it was white, but it was also shiny. And when the light reflected off of the shiny coat of the horse, it gave the colors of the rainbow. So it's not actually a rainbow-colored horse, it's a white horse. But just like you can see a rainbow in the sky because of the water that's in the sky, the shine of this horse's coat produces a rainbow color. There's lots of animals in heaven. Now, there's an interesting thing, and I don't know if this is true, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is, and I think it is. There's a man who died. He was a doctor who went to heaven, and doctors brought him back. And he says he rode on a butterfly, which is pretty wild. I can't imagine riding on a butterfly. But he says he rode on a butterfly. And he met a lady he didn't know. Because this man was adopted. When he was a baby, he was adopted. And the lady was his sister, and he never met her. But she had died. He later found out, after the doctors brought him back, he looked her up, and he found out that she had died a few years before. And he met his sister who he never met before in heaven. This little boy that I told you about before, he was 4 years old. His mother, when she was pregnant, the baby died in her tummy. And sometimes that can happen. It's terrible, it's sad, but it can happen. It doesn't usually, but it can. And in this case, it did. Well, the baby went to heaven. She was 2 years older than he was. He was 4. And he met her there. And he said this little girl came up to him and she gave him a big hug. And he didn't know who she was. And she says, "I'm your sister. You're my brother." She says, "I died in my mother's tummy." So she even knew what happened to her. And she was very happy there. And she knew who her brother was, even though she never met him before, she still knew who her brother was. You're going to have people in heaven you don't know, but they know you. And they're going to come, and they're going to want to say hi to you, and they're going to give you a big hug, and they're going to want to be with you. And you're going to have more friends than you could imagine. Because heaven's pretty amazing. The fields, they say, are very beautiful, and the colors are very intense. Green that we see here, like where we are, we get lots of rain and lots of sun, and so we have really strong green, but it's nothing compared to the green in heaven, or the reds, or the blues, or any of the colors. They're very, very strong in heaven. Several years ago, I was on a plane at sunset and we were flying to South America. And I was sitting on the western side of the plane because it was flying south. If you sat on the right, you sat to the west. If you sat on the left, you sat to the east. I was sitting on the right by the window. And it was directly at sunset. And the clouds lit up with all these incredible colors I've never seen before. Now, we can't see them down here because there's lots of air for them to go through. But you know how at night sometimes the sky turns red in the evening, just before sunset, it turns red? Well, actually, up there, you get a lot more than red. And you can see it in the clouds sometimes. And I've never seen colors that intense, that strong. It's not that they were that bright. The brightness was normal. But the strength of the color, the greens are going to be very green. The blues are going to be very blue. The reds are going to be very red. And the colors I saw were so beautiful. I couldn't believe what I was looking at, how beautiful the colors were. And that's still on earth. But in heaven, the colors are amazing. Heaven's pretty remarkable. Streets that are made of gold, but it's not yellow. Now, we know that gold isn't always yellow. You can have different colors of gold. Like, a very common is white gold. They call it white gold. It's actually kind of a silver color. So I'm not sure why they call it white gold, but they do. These streets that are made of gold in heaven, the gold is so pure, you can see through it. It's pretty wild. The houses are amazing. Tell you one thing, you're never going to be bored in heaven. New Jerusalem, the city where we're going to live, is a hill. The hill is 1,500 miles high. That's a heck of a hill. Everybody gets a view. Because everybody in heaven lives on this hill. And they get a house with a view. And the view may be of a lake. There's a lake in heaven. Not sure if it's a lake or a sea, actually, but it's very big, whatever it is. And it's made of crystal. It's not made of water like we know water. It's made of crystal. And some people think if you look into the lake, you can see the earth. And I think they're probably right. There's fields that are supposed to be amazing. There's all kinds of animals. And one of the nicest things about heaven, the Bible tells us this. A lot of people don't talk about this, but I think it's worth talking about. Maybe someday we'll do a message on this again. We did one on this several years ago, but maybe someday we'll do another. When animals die, they have a soul. They go to heaven also. And they are shepherded in heaven, which means that they're taken care of in heaven. They don't run wild. They're taken care of in heaven. So if you ever have like a dog or a cat or a pet of some kind that dies, you're going to see your pet again too. Because they go to heaven. God gave them life. They go to heaven. You're going to go to heaven. All of your friends who are Christians are going to go to heaven. Your family that's Christian, and I know your parents are Christian, your family's Christian, they're going to go to heaven. And you're going to spend eternity with all of them. And that will never end. It's a pretty cool place. Now, in heaven, what you do on earth does matter. Now, you're saved. You guys are Christians. So this is no longer an issue for you. But the first reason to be on earth is to get saved. But then, you want to respond to God and respond to God's word by trusting Him. And trust Him, believe Him, listen to Him. Because when you do that, not only do things go much better for you on earth, you also get all kinds of rewards in heaven. And those rewards are pretty spectacular. The Bible describes a whole bunch of different rewards. I'm not going to go into all the rewards today because that would eat up a lot of time. But the Bible describes all kinds of rewards you get when you go to heaven. But this one thing, all of the rewards have in common. They're the result of trusting God. So when you trust God, which is really good for you here on earth, because God does things for you when you trust Him. He can help you tremendously. He can give you things. He can take care of you. If you're hungry, He can feed you. He can do all kinds of things for you. But just because you trust Him, He also gives you eternal rewards in heaven, and you will never lose those rewards. And they stay with you forever. That's a pretty good deal. Because, I mean, you may be 150 years old when you die, which is pretty unusual nowadays. But it doesn't matter if you're 150 years old or 4 years old. Your life in heaven is going to be amazing. And when you trust Him as much as you're able, in other words, for as much time as God gives you, then you're rewarded for every moment of trusting God. So the other reason why you're here, not just to get saved, but to trust God and to respond to Him. Because all kinds of good things happen when people trust God. You guys understand?